next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State has a bye this week before hosting Michigan on October 21st. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, the Big Ten schedule makers gave you the trifecta with Michigan, then Ohio State, and then Michigan State the next three games. Did the bye week come at just the right time for you this year?
Yeah, they love us. They love us with that schedule, there's no doubt. But obviously, we did what we needed to do. We got to the bye week in a good situation from a health perspective and from a wins perspective, and we got to take advantage of this week and then find a way to go out and play with confidence here at home next week against Michigan.
Coach, from a coaching standpoint, does the bye week allow you and your staff the time to scout yourself and see if you're showing any tendencies in offense or defense to the opposition?
Yeah, that's the first thing we did. On Monday, we did self-scout. Today, we're getting a head start on Michigan, obviously, and then we practice later on today. So, definitely. You always got to take some time to check yourself out and then get on to that next opponent.
Thank you, Coach. Enjoy the bye week.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question is from Mark Tracy, New York Times.
Hi, Coach. A couple related questions about Coach Huff. I was wondering first, how he kind of came to amass the portfolio he has, being both running backs coach and special teams coordinator, and second, how important he's been to the development of Mr. Barkley as a running back.
Yeah, very much so. You know, me and Huff have kind of been together off and on for a number of years. Got a really good relationship. He left me to go to Vanderbilt. When we were at Vanderbilt, to go to the Buffalo Bills, and then when I got the Penn State job, we were able to bring him back. Typically, the way I've always done things, we've had our special teams coordinator, be the running backs coach and kind of be able to do both of those things. He's done a great job. He's got very, very strong relationship, personal relationships with his players. He's got very strong professional relationships. He's been very respected and does a great job. You know, he's the head coach of our special teams and the head coach of the running backs and does a great job with those two.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, James.
Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Really good.
Since you guys last played Michigan, you're 15-1, and I'm just wondering how the performance at Ann Arbor last year changed the players' approach to preparation for games and establishing a winning culture, and what was the coach's role in changing things around?
Well, to be honest with you, I think that's a factor, but I think it's been a slow, steady process of building, since we got here. I think that loss, obviously, gave us a shot in the gut, and I think everybody took a hard look in the mirror and said, what do we need to do to move forward and to take the steps that we need to take? But, I think that loss, as well as, 100 positive steps in the right direction, kind of everything just kind of, came together at the right time. And then we were able to get the win against Minnesota and just kind of keep building. So I wouldn't say it's one specific moment, but I think it's a combination of situations and experiences, that we've grown over the years and over the seasons to get to this point. And I like where we're at right now. We got a confident team is playing well in all three phases, and we got a tremendous challenge with Michigan coming in here, and the bye week is at a good time. We got to take advantage of it.
And the loss in the Rose Bowl, as you entered your off season, how did that further fortify, what you guys were going to do to prepare for the new year?
Well, I think it's a combination again. I think we had a young football team last year, and we grew from all those experiences. Had a lot of guys coming back. The season ended in a way we didn't want it to end, and I think that's a little bit of a motivator. But I do think just having the number of players that we have returning that have played a lot of football for us, You know, I think our guys said, look, we had a nice year last year, but we want more. So I think a combination of all those things factored into us having a very focused, very determined, you know, off season to get us to this point where, you know, we're heading in the right direction, got a really good locker room and got really good chemistry and gained a lot of valuable experience the first six games of the season.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Audrey Snyder, DK Sports.
Good afternoon, James. How you doing?
Good, Audrey. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks. James, I'm wondering on the self-scouting note, when you guys have looked at the offensive line and, again, at right tackle during the bye week, has there been thought to trying to move anyone around, maybe Brendan Mann, since he's done that in the past, or are you guys kind of locked in on Chaz, Will, and Andrew at this point? Anything there that maybe has stood out to you so far?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility because he's done it before, but we think really kind of what we have right now. The problem is you do that, now you're going to be moving multiple guys. So instead of just mm-hmm. getting one area resolved, now you may be creating two, you know, because, you know, whoever's going to go into guard now, whether that's Fries or whether that's whoever that may be, Mennett, you know, now you got one guy playing a different position and another guy inexperienced at another. So, you know, right now we're going to leave the model that we have.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Matt Martell, Daily Collegian.
Hey, James, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I wanted to ask about Nick Scott. He's kind of embraced one of the lesser flashy roles in the team, but the team's doing really well. He seems to be having a blast. What's his role in the team mean to you and your team?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I would necessarily describe it that way. The guy's a captain. I mean, you know, I don't know if there's a more prestigious role in all of football, but to be voted by your peers and by your, you know, your coaches, you know, as you know, one of the leaders of the team, you know, so he's done an unbelievable job with it. He's playing more and more on defense, you know, for 2 years now. He's had a huge impact on special teams. He's a energy guy on our team. He brings positive energy, enthusiasm, focus. Every single day, he's one of the more respected players on our team. So, you know, I don't look at it that way at all.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.